53. Sweet dreams. One of my kids had a nightmare recently, and it got me thinking about dreams. I tried to talk to my son, and I had him write a list of the times when he is happy. He has to read the list every night right before he goes to bed. I hope it makes him think good thoughts, which might influence his dreams. I told a story about dream catchers to my kids the other night. The idea of the dream catchers is that they are supposed to catch all of your bad dreams, like spiderwebs, and the sun will burn all the bad dreams away in the morning. I think dream catchers are a North American Indian creation. Anyway, the kids like the story, and it seems like the story, as well as the happy time list, are working for now. Dreams are really powerful. Sometimes we have dreams, and we know we are dreaming, and we try to influence what happens in the dream. Have you ever done that? Sometimes we can do things we aren't normally able to do, like fly. Sometimes we feel really trapped in our dreams, and we want the dream to end, but we can't seem to wake up. We may even scream in our dream and try to wake up, but it takes so long to wake up. You know what I'm talking about? Kawi nulining got. Talk about it. Do you think what we do or see before we go to sleep affects our dreams, like the television show we watch or the book we read? Do you ever try to make sense of your dreams, like looking for symbols? Have you ever had a good dream and then bought a lottery ticket the next day? If you have a bad dream about a friend, do you tend to disregard it, or do you call that person and let him know? Have you ever had a recurring nightmare? Do you believe that dreams can come true? Have you ever tried to wake up from a bad dream but couldn't? How often are you able to remember your dreams? Have you ever woken up before a dream was over and then tried to go back to sleep so you could finish the dream? Did it work? Have you ever had a dream in a different language?